Garden of Eden, a story about conservation and reconnecting with nature. The 200-year fire. Life in the 1800s was unpleasant. Cities were dirty, noisy, and overcrowded. Poverty, air pollution, and health problems were common, and many people died from disease. But something amazing was happening. Society was growing and improving faster than ever before. We started using new and exciting machines to make life easier, powered by coal and oil. The 1800s saw the invention of the telephone, the steam train, the sewing machine, and the electric light bulb. A period of history called the Second Industrial Revolution had begun. Fast forward to 2022, and lots has changed. Although we're still facing many of the same challenges, overall, the world is healthier and richer than ever. We're still innovating too. And to power this innovation, we're still burning lots of coal and oil, also known as fossil fuels. We've been burning these fossil fuels for over 200 years. Everything is connected. Human progress can have a huge impact on the environment. The burning of fossil fuels can pollute the air and affect our health. Using too many natural resources can mean poor air or water quality. Animals and plants might find their homes destroyed or impossible to survive in. It's important to protect the natural world so we can continue to live on Earth for hundreds of years to come. One way to do this is through something called ecosystem conservation. Conservation is about looking after individual parts of the planet. This could mean focusing on clean water, protecting wildlife, or using less natural resources. Ecosystem conservation means thinking about how all of these things are connected and working on solutions that consider the entire planet. One example of this is the Eden Project. The Eden Project. The Eden Project started in the late 1990s. The project bought an empty clay pit in Cornwall and transformed it into a kind of paradise. The team built greenhouses and brought in all kinds of new plants. They showed everyone a vision for how life could be. A life where nature is something we live alongside and enjoy, instead of a resource to be used without limits. The Eden Project is more than just a big garden. It's about helping us understand that everything on Earth is connected, and what we do to nature, we also do to ourselves. Lots of activists and organisations mentioned in this kit do fantastic work. They help change the law and put pressure on the powerful. They work hard and they make noise. This is vital. But activism isn't just about noise. It's about imagining a better world and showing others how things could be different. The founder of the project, Sir Tim Smith, said, "We wanted Eden to be the best classroom in the world. People know that things are wrong, but they don't know what they can do to change it. Eden needs to be a shop window of hope." New Eden. The Eden Project is on a mission to build new Edens all over the world. One of these is set to be called Eden North and built in Morecambe. The intention is to help people learn more about the environment and feel more connected to it. Professor Robert Barrett is in charge of education at Eden North. He reminded us that we spend most of our lives far away from nature, studying, working, and earning a living. We make decisions about the planet without really witnessing our impact. We see the Earth as a resource rather than our home. Robert says that, to reimagine the future, we have to see it. This is what Eden North hopes to achieve. Helping us to remember the natural world that surrounds us so that we can live in harmony with it. Activism is about action, but it's also about conservation and learning. If we all take the time to learn what is happening in the world, we can all be more effective when we try to change things. Keywords: ecosystem, all types of nature in a particular environment and the relationship between them. Nature could include plants, animals, and bacteria. Different environments could include forests, streams, oceans, and deserts. An ecosystem is how all these natural things work together. Conservation. Actions taken to protect the Earth for future generations. Activism. Taking action to help change things in the world. Activism usually means campaigning and doing other things that grab people's attention. Examples could include protesting, campaigning, and speaking online or on TV.